County Council meeting of June 26, 2018. First thing will be the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. I do have one recommended change to today's agenda. Under old business, item number three, conditional use number 2129. We can remove that from today's agenda for a future date.
Entertain a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlette. Second, Mr. Burton. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We had the minutes of June 19th, a regular meeting, and also comp plan workshop that afternoon. Either one of those, any questions, concerns, corrections? Hearing none, they'll both stand approved as read. Correspondent, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We have one letter, and it's from American Cancer Society, and it is thanking the council for their support of the Relay for Life of Sussex County, and they've also sent in a certificate for council, which I'm giving to Mr. Lawson.
There you go. Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council. Mr. Guy, public comments. Thank you, sir. Paul Rieger.
Anything else new?
No.
Good morning. Paul Rieger, 18171 Deer Forest Road, Georgetown, Delaware. Just wanted to say for later on with the discussion that you're going to have with Mr. Vincent the presentation. Thank you. Muchly appreciated for at least starting the discussion. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Dan Kramer.
Bless you. My name is Dan Kramer. When are you going to start penalizing people that do not have building permits? Now, the next question is, why are you charging people for building permits when they're not even required to have the building permit? And I can know you want to know why. Well, first of all, if you want to take a roof off in the house, and change it, put on a new roof, it does not require a building permit. The only time it requires a building permit is if you're going to take sheeting off, change rafters, or something like that. But yet, when you walk in there and you say, I'm going to change it, they'll charge you a building permit. They're not supposed to.
Thank you, sir. DJ Hughes.
DJ Hughes, 16566 Sweetwater Drive, Milton. IG said he missed me last night, so I figured I'd come back and speak. But I just want to follow up on the 5 points transportation study working group meeting that we had last night, especially for the three of you that were there from council, just to give a little perspective. I know I've came before y'all and the planning and zoning and pitch the idea of using the railroad right-of-way that's been abandoned between Cool Spring and Lewis to not only explore the trail that DLDOT has planned, but a road and a trail. Last night, the public came out kind of in opposition, and they had never actually gotten to see. All they saw was a line on a spreadsheet. Never got to see what was actually being discussed. And we were given, or I was given 90 seconds, basically, to try to discuss a concept that's been worked on for the better part of, say, 7 months. So back in December, we had requested to meet with DLDOT on December 21st. We sent them an email showing the concept, asked to meet with them. We sent it to their bike ped folks as well, and we never got a response. In March, we also sent it to them again because we wanted the public to be able to see it. So if they did have any comments, that they would actually know what they're commenting on. Never got any kind of response. And again, in April, Drew Boyce had called me. We coordinated with Christian Hudson. I coordinated with a local representative, Senator Lopez, to see if he could get us to be able to present it to the public. And we were told we would be able to. And then leading up to that meeting, the director of planning at DLDOT, Drew Boyce, called and asked me not to make a presentation. He was worried it might intimidate other people from making their own ideas if they thought it was a good idea. So I said, okay, we'll work with you. And we were promised at the 5:21 meeting to be able to make a presentation. Then that came, and we weren't allowed to do it then either. So I emailed him again on the 15th and asked, and never got any responses to any of the contacts from DelDOT, which would have been nice just to get a courteous, you know, or respectful response saying yay or nay either way. And then last night, what you saw was basically the last chance before that idea was voted on. So the public came out kind of in arms against it, and what I'm here today is to ask the county to take the leadership to actually still support moving forward with the idea. Moving forward with the idea just to study what the benefits are, the costs are, and the impacts, whether they be positive or negative. We had a few residents that a few of the developments that are right on top came out and harped on the negative impacts to them personally. However, they didn't actually know fully what they were commenting on. The few that came up to me afterwards and were able to actually see told the guy from DelDOT, Josh Thomas, he said, well, they said, well, it would have been nice if we could have seen this and it would have been better. And I looked at Josh and said, well, that's what I've been asking y'all since December. So just wanted to give a little context that the public really didn't have the full information that they deserved to have before making comments there. And, you know, if we can't, one of our objectives in the Five Points Transportation Group is diverting traffic away from Five Points so that hopefully they don't try to grade separate it. And if we can't move forward with just exploring an idea, we're not even talking about putting it in the CTP or constructing it. We're just trying to explore it to vet out all the impacts, positive or negative. If we can't support something like that, then I really don't know what the working group is doing, because we need more than that. But that's one of the cogs kind of in the wheel that we need to move to get rolling forward if we're going to actually divert traffic away from Five Points.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you.
Mr. Lawson.
Thank you. One item today, administrator's report for June 26, 2018, item number one. Please note, county offices will be closed on Wednesday, July 4th for the Independence Day holiday. In addition, council will not meet July 3rd or July 10th. The next regularly scheduled meeting will be held on Tuesday, July 17th. Item two, it's with sadness that we note the passing of Donald Carmine on Monday, June 18th. Mr. Carmine began his career with Sussex County in May 2004 in the Utility Engineering Division. Prior to his leave, he held the position of Utility Construction Tech 3. We wish to extend our condolences to the Carmine family. Item three, it is with sadness that we also note the sudden passing of Charles Jr. Sample unexpectedly on Sunday, June 24th. Mr. Sample began his career with Sussex County in 2003 as a Utility Construction Tech 1, and his last position was held as a Public Works Tech 2. We wish to also extend our condolences to the Sample family. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Sydney Green. Presentation and discussion are related to Senate Bill number 238 and storage of wills. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for allowing me a few moments of your time this morning, and thank you to Rob Arlett for the invite to be here today. So my first piece of legislation is in progress. It is Senate Bill 238, and it relates to the Register of Wills Office in Sussex County. It has been voted on in the Senate. It voted 19 out of 19 was voted positive for this to move forward. The bill is now at the House. We're not expecting any issues with it. It has been received very positive. What Senate Bill 238 will allow Sussex County to do will be to store wills. Currently, we do not offer that as a service, and in order to do it, we did have to amend the Delaware Code 12, adding the word Sussex County. When the amendment came to the floor, Kent County added an amendment to the amendment, so this will also include Kent County, so the state of Delaware will be offering safe storage for wills. This is something I've been looking at for a couple years. We've been talking about the need to do this. Families sometimes can't find their will, and it does cause delays. So we've been looking at this, but we had other projects that were bigger that we were working on, and the timing wasn't right. But I am here today to say that we have accomplished great goals. Our office is running well, and that I feel like we can successfully offer this service. So we're excited to do that. So when we go to actually implement this, then the law is kind of is clear here in the code what will be required. So we will write that in our policy and procedure. We will follow the law here. I will also make a trip to Newcastle County to work out some of the little details, what type of envelope it gets stored in, and a few things like that. I will go there. We also want to know how do we label, whether it's numbers or letters, and how we do that. So we will make a visit to Newcastle County. They've actually been offering this service since 1984. So we are catching up to that, and we're excited that we are in a position to do that. So if anybody has any questions or concerns, I'm here to answer
them. I got three.
Okay.
If you kind of explain what plan you've got in set up now, how you're going to do this.
Okay. So it's going to be clear here in the code what we're going to be expected to do. So when I wanted to put it in my budget to purchase, we're going to need a fireproof filing cabinet. So when we went to initiate some of those things, we couldn't do that because we didn't have it in the code to even allow us to do that. So this is step one. The first thing we had to do was to have Sussex County added to the Delaware code. Then we will begin the process of seeking equipment that we need to do that. The filing cabinet that we have looked at is $4,000. So that's going to be initial cost. The envelopes, folders, whatever we put them in, those are going to be cash expenses that we're going to have. But there wasn't anything we could do about that without the code first.
Now, I see in there that Newcastle County, they were allowed to charge $5 for a fee.
Yes.
Does that cover the cost of it?
The code says that the council can set the fee. They currently charge $10.
Is $10 enough?
This is not going to be a revenue generator. This is going to be a service that will provide $10 according to what they feel their expenses are, does cover the cost. I will check that when we get there because we want to first off see what the envelopes cost.
I would agree with you, it shouldn't be a revenue generator, but it shouldn't be a loss item. I think it should be a break-even item.
I can consider that, yes.
I think Newcastle County has a staff of two people assigned to do this. Are you going to need more staff?
We are going to only train two people to initiate this.
No new staff, just what you've got in
staff. The staff we have, only two members of our staff will be trained. And so you will have to have an appointment, and we will only take what our office can handle as far as adding this to our workload. So it's not going to be, we're not going to just open the doors and it's going to be a big flood. We're going to control the flood, how we can handle it.
Right. I guess my concern, I think it's a great thing to do. I totally agree it's a good thing to do. I guess my concern really is I think there are a lot of items that we don't really have all the answers for, you know, exactly how we're going to do certain things. And reading the bill, it takes effect upon the governor's signature. So if the governor signs this thing July 2nd, you aren't ready to do that, are you?
No, there will be a process to implement this on our part.
Right.
We couldn't do part two until we did the law. So.
And I agree with that. I guess what I'm saying, I'm thinking maybe, and I'm not sure if that can even be done now, I'm thinking it would have made more sense to me if the bill had said, implemented as of January 1st, 2019, which would have given you 6 months to get everything lined up and how you're going to do it and go visit Newcastle County and that kind of stuff.
Yes.
And my fear kind of is that somebody will walk in the door or call for an appointment the day after he signs, and we're going to say we can't do it yet.
We'll give a 6 month date to say we will.
Now, I would think it may make more sense to do that, to say it takes effect January. I'm not sure.
Yeah, we didn't. What we did to make it.
That's my thought.
To get it.
So we're going to start somewhere, right?
It passed, what we wanted to do was to not make any changes. We went back and forth on the fee, and so I was encouraged to just leave everything like it was, and all we did was added Sussex County, and then Kent County added Kent County, and then we can come back to you and answer more of those questions.
I mean, I just, like I said, my whole thought was, I want to make sure we are prepared.
Yes, and we
it's a great program, but we need to be prepared, not somebody all of a sudden calls and say, I want to come
put my will in there, and he said, well, I'm sorry, we're not ready to do that yet.
That's yeah, we'll give them a date. It'll be a near date. It won't be years. It will be,
yeah.
And it'll be based on our funding to get our cabinet and get our things
sure.
ready.
Thank you.
Mike, may I ask a couple questions?
Rob's got this.
Storing of the wills. I think it's good to see that the Senate obviously is 100% on board.
Yes.
You see the House, you don't expect any hiccups.
No, don't expect
And I don't have issues. The bill in front of me, but does this authorize the county to consider this, or is this mandating the county to do this?
This is giving the county permission to do this. So
it's not mandating us, it's just giving us the authorization to consider it. Is that an accurate?
Yeah, I'm assuming that because Kent County, as far as I'm aware, they're not quite ready. They're not as far along in this as what we are.
Sure.
So it is not a mandate. It's just allowing us that we can do it, and I'm under the impression we can implement it when we're ready, because I don't think Kent County is going to implement it
so
at this point.
I think that could answer or Mike's
I'm not
concern.
Sure it doesn't say we're going to do it. I mean, I'm reading the bill right now.
Yeah.
It appears to me like once the governor signs it, we're going to take it if he wants to do that.
So we'll be ready in a short period of time, and I don't think telling somebody we're 6 months out will be unacceptable.
Sure.
And so then we will try within 6 months. It'll depend on funding of the items that we
I mean, if it's a bill that's mandating us to do it, then perhaps they ought to help us with some funding, right?
Well, we asked for it.
But I mean, we've asked for the authorization to choose to do it, right, is my point, or mandating it. There's two different things.
First, more of you read this.
I was just reading it as you indicated you were, and it indicated after. It reads to me that once it is, the bill is signed, if someone comes in, I mean, the service is available.
Yeah.
I'm not necessarily sure that you're going to have people rushing
right.
in to do this
right
away, though.
Yeah, and we'll have to do some advertising and encouraging people. This isn't something that people rush to do, is take care of their will. And so it'll take time, but we'll be trying to let our Sussex County residents know that
sure.
it's ready.
Well, I will, as somebody who has personally handled my parents, and both passed and both had no wills, no originals, let me say it that way. And no location of where they ever were, because the attorneys didn't have them, and it was really a problem.
A lot of people think that your attorney that wrote your will has your original will,
file.
And they do not.
Yeah.
So.
And it was no Delaware attorney, just for the record. So.
Yes.
But I mean, but it was a problem. I mean, yes. I guess
and
is what I'm
we
trying
have
to
delays.
Say.
Our office has delays when that happens.
Yeah.
So we're hoping that this will help on our end, that we're going to be the ones that really, in the long run, benefit from this.
Has this been something that's been asked of the community? I mean, as a need? We're here today for a reason. So how did we end
yes.
up? Is this because people have come to you at your office saying this would be a tremendous service? Or
other states do offer this.
Okay.
A lot of other states do offer it. So our issue on our end is that people cannot locate the will. And so for us, this was a reason that we would provide that for those that need it.
Sure.
There are some that have
sure.
Safety deposit box at the bank and those things, but there are those that do not. So I think that this will benefit those.
Last question I'll have,
yes.
And that is, you mentioned training. How long will it take to train the two individuals from your department?
Yeah, it'll take one trip to Newcastle County. We just want to fine tune. We're not going to reinvent the wheel. They've already got it in progress.
Sure.
We have talked to them on numerous occasions about this. So I will go myself, and I will take one other person to get the fine details. There were just some questions we have.
So
there's no need to reinvent the wheel, though.
So you're talking weeks, not months. I assume.
Yeah, not months, no.
Okay.
We will have to write this policy and procedure up as it fits our office based on the code. And
What's the negative? Why should we not do this?
He says one more question.
I don't see any negative at all. I see this as positive for our office. I see this as positive for our county. I see it as a great thing.
Okay.
Okay. Madam Secretary, you aren't taking enough money in to cover all this.
We take correct? In plenty of revenue to cover all these expenses, and if it helps make our office a little more efficient and it gives a little more customer service, I'm all in to get this done.
So we need to reinvest.
We can it's reinvesting revenue from what I understand on our budget. We are up 39%, and our office is very busy. The retirement community is here in Sussex County, and our office carries a very heavy load, and so revenue, I don't see revenue a downswing. We're up.
More questions to council? Mr. Burton?
Sir.
How many are you expecting? What is your... What's your thought?
Well, I'm hoping that a lot of families will take advantage of this. I'm hoping that.
2,000, 3,000, 20,000? What's the number?
20,000 would be on the high end. But there would potentially be thousands. There will be thousands, we're hoping. And it will take time to get to that point. One of the things that we've been mentioned by Newcastle County that you don't do is that we don't allow an attorney's office or to come and bring a box full of wills. This is going to be an individual is going to individually make an appointment, or their attorney can individually make this appointment to come in and store that one will. We are not going to be a dumping ground for boxes and filing cabinets full of wills that nobody knows about.
It's only $5, correct?
Initially, the code calls for $5. Newcastle charges $10. So I will. The main thing I see what it's going to cost to buy the envelope, and then the cost of the cabinet.
Do you look at the will to make sure that everything's notarized and signed? Or
we will only be storing the document itself. The person will be totally responsible for what's in that document. So it's going to be in an envelope, it'll be sealed, and that's why we have to see how do we identify that. Do we use the name, or do we just use a number? And that's what we're not sure. How do we identify that this is your will? But we will only be storing a document that you say is your will.
But you're not verifying
if
all the signatures are there, and
no.
So you're really storing paper. And
we're storing a document that represents your will.
No liability.
Yeah, we won't. And I think it even calls it we're not responsible if there is a loss of the document. I mean, but we will surely do our best to maintain the files. And that's why we will go for training, so that we know exactly, because there are some questions like that we don't know. Newcastle County would have already had those issues.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Moore?
Yes, Mr. President. Ms. Green, I just have one comment. When you do go to Newcastle County and you start working on the policy, can you make sure that there's something that makes the people aware that even though they have now stored it at the Register of Wills, that they can still amend it at any time or do a new will? Over the years, there's been this perception whenever a private practitioner drafts a will, the people think that it gets filed right away, and it does not.
It does not.
We need to make sure that they're aware, even though they may opt to store it in your facility, that they have something in front of them indicates that they are aware that is storage only. They still, until the day they die, have the right to amend
codicil,
it or do a new
codicil,
or a new one.
That they will be able to do that. Yeah, and when they're there, we will give them that. We will speak to them about what can be done there.
Any more questions?
Good question.
Council, comments?
Good question.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Old business.